With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Taliban says Pakistan has launched airstrikes in Afghanistan. Correspondent Julie Walker with a report.
A Taliban government official says Pakistan's airstrikes on eastern Afghanistan killed 46 people, mostly women and children. The deputy spokesman for the Afghan government said six people were also wounded in a province bordering Pakistan. This comes a day after Pakistani security officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, told the Associated Press Tuesday's operation was to dismantle a training facility and kill insurgents in that province. While Pakistan has not commented on the airstrikes, its military said security forces killed 13 insurgents in an overnight operation. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched a massive missile barrage targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure. At least one person has been killed, and heating was disrupted for 155 residential buildings. About 500,000 people in the Kharkiv region are without heat. Also at SRNNews.com, there are a lot of happy Navy families this Christmas. Lisa Dwyer reports.
Hundreds of sailors and their loved ones got an early Christmas present Monday morning when the USS Cole docked at its home port in Norfolk, Virginia, after 7 months at sea. The ship was greeted by family members bundled in coats and blankets. USS Cole Commander Matthew Falconberry told WVEC-TV that it's not often that a ship returns to home port so close to the holidays.
No one expects it when our return home port is so close to Christmas, so back just in time.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. President Trump makes a promise.
He says he will make it a priority of his administration to, in his words, stop the transgender lunacy. Speaking at a recent rally, Mr. Trump vowed that on day one he will, quote, sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, and we will keep men out of women's sports. Political analysts say the president's decision to take on transgenderism helped him win the election. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden has signed the annual defense authorization bill into law despite Democrats' outcry over its ban on sex change operations for military children. The Senate forwarded the measure to the president, and in the House, a majority of Democrats voted against the legislation. That's after House Speaker Mike Johnson fought hard to include the child sex change operation ban. This is SRN News. It's back to business as usual at hotels in San Francisco. Rich Thomason has details.
The final group of striking hotel workers in San Francisco has approved a new contract with Hilton, ending a walkout that lasted 3 months. Earlier, similar deals were reached with Marriott and Hyatt, bringing an end to the strike for 1,750 workers at those hotels. More than 10,000 hotel workers went on strike in 11 cities across the U.S. since September. At one point, the San Francisco strike grew to include 2,500 hotel workers. Rich Thomason reporting.
A survey shows small business owners feeling more optimistic about the economy following the election. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index rose by 8 points in November to 101.7. That's its highest reading since June 2021. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.